I speak to you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I spy with my little eye something that is gold. In the past few months, the Reinholds have spent many hours in the car playing this game. Our summer has been punctuated with trips to the Smoky Mountains and the Delaware seashore, and this simple game may be the only thing that both of my children can play. As a result of I Spy, perspective and how different people see things differently from different angles has been discussed at length. It's been a fun summer. Trying to see what the kids see. A lot of the time, we don't see from one another's point of view at all. When thinking about the readings for today, I started really pondering the things which we are looking for, the things that we see, and the things that we don't see in our daily life and work. I engaged with the gospel, and I imagined myself keeping watch at night, looking out over the ramparts of an ancient city, trying to stay awake and be prepared for the master to return, but instead being distracted by the shadows of the night, the wolves and the sheep, the shepherds and the nomadic people who live outside the walls, wondering while watching and waiting. What are they doing out there? What are they talking about? What are they planning? Do they want to come in? Are they a real threat or an imagined one? When I cast myself in that role, I understand what Jesus is saying in a different way. I can see how the things which distract from the task at hand are sometimes imagined threats, but the fear I feel is no less real for a true threat or an imagined one. So when Jesus tells his disciples to not be afraid, but be prepared because the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour, he means to have faith in God, to hold on to the promises which God has made to the people. In the epistle to the Hebrews, the author defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things unseen, which led me to ponder, what do we believe in? What do we wait for, hope for, strive for? What I concluded is something that I hope you will find familiar and that you agree with, because in a few minutes we will affirm it as the belief of this community, the body of Christ. We believe in one God, the maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. I had a spiritual director who was brilliant at saying, "And where is God in this?" And I'd stare at her blankly sometimes and say, "I don't know." And so she'd send me out to look for God in the maelstroms of my life. And for a long time, I looked for God the way that Mr. Rogers told us to look for the helpers. In crisis, God is there in the hands that bind wounds and in the mouths that sing lamentation and in the images that bring us hope. But God isn't only there when helpers are seen. God isn't only there when good things happen. Nor is God only there in the midst of pain. God is omnipresent. the creator of all things, known and unknown, things that were and are and will be. Christ is in all and with all, as we were reminded last week. The Holy Spirit is with us at all times and in all places. I am in no way discounting Teresa of Avila's teaching that says that God has no hands but ours and no feet but ours and no mouth but ours in the world. I actually very much believe that. We are the body of Christ in the world. But I don't think that we are seen as Christ-like very often. Nor do I think we live into that identity most of the time if we want to be really honest with ourselves. I want to be the body of Christ until it becomes something that requires me to act differently than I currently am. I want to be comfortable. I want to be cared for. I want my children to be comfortable and cared for. I want my parents to be comfortable and cared for. I want my siblings and my in-laws and my nieces and my nephews and my friends. I want all those people I love and care about to be comfortable. I want them to be sleeping healthily and peacefully in their beds while I am standing watch and waiting for the Master to arrive. But that is not what Jesus wants for us. What Jesus wants for all of us is to be watchful, not to be anxious, and to be prepared for the things that are seen and unseen. For us to be prepared, for us to receive the things that the all-powerful, all-loving, all-knowing, all-being God has prepared for us, we need to believe in and hope for things seen and unseen. Our hope in the unimaginable is inherited from Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob and Leah and Rachel, all of whom believed in God's promises and lived into them without knowing where or how the promise would be fulfilled. I doubt very highly that if you ask Sarah, a Jewish nomadic barren woman, what her ancestors looked like, she would have imagined me. Or you. Or any number of the great followers of God who are greater than the stars or the grains of sand on the beach. Likewise, let us be assured that when the future is imagined, the reality of that future will undoubtedly be different than anything that we know now. Some of the things we ought to be watching for and be prepared to receive as gifts from God, but we have not yet seen, are things which are truly divine. Things like absolute justice and mercy and peace. So let's play our own little version of I Spy. I spy with my mind's eye a system that is just. I dream of a creation that has been promised by God. The notion of justice is the foundation of our faith. There is the justice of Egypt and the justice of Rome, and the justice of the judges, and the kings, and the scribes, and the Pharisees. But the justice of Jesus Christ is epitomized for me in his speaking from the cross to the condemned man. Today, you will be with me in paradise. This welcome is an expression of things hoped for and yet unseen. We too hope for the welcome into the kingdom, but we do not know when the promise will be fulfilled. God's justice is different than human justice. God's justice is universal. There is no prejudice, no sexism or racism or xenophobia or homophobia in God's love and compassionate justice. All are given what they need freely, if only they ask. I spy with my mind's eye a system that is merciful. In the world promised by God, there is mercy and forgiveness of all our sins. Sin being anything that separates us from the love of God or the love of our neighbor. So consider where mercy is needed, where forgiveness is needed, not where it is deserved. Mercy is not clemency. Mercy is divinely inspired, letting go of judgment and resentment and allowing God's love to redefine relationships. God's mercy is different than human mercy. God's mercy is universal. There is no prejudice. There is no sexism or racism or xenophobia or homophobia in God's love and compassionate mercy. All are given what they need freely, if only they ask. I spy with my mind's eye a system that is peaceful. In God's perfect creation, there is peace and unity. Swords are beaten into plowshares, and lions lie down with lambs, and children play with the asp, and we all live in safety. Our world is far from peaceful. Our world is torn apart by war and discrimination. Our world is torn apart by violence towards others and violence towards ourselves. There is no peace because people seem not to know peace. God's peace is different than human peace. God's peace is universal. There is no prejudice. No sexism or racism or xenophobia or homophobia in God's love and compassionate peace. All are given what they need freely if they only ask. How do Christians, as heirs of Christ who was descendant of Abraham, understand all of this? Christians understand all of this to be an extension of the promises that Christ made to his disciples, without whom we would not be followers of Jesus. Christians understand believing in things unseen because from the beginning, Christians knew that God would do more than they could ask or imagine, and that through their continued hope, continued preparedness, continued watching and waiting and praying and discerning, that their small flock of faithful people, their little frightened band of followers of Rabbi Ben Joseph, would not be left without hope. By their hope, we have come to be. By our hope, greater things will yet come to pass. But our hope is not without action. Our hope includes striving towards a world where God's mercy, justice, and peace reign supreme. A world where all are welcome and where everyone is equally given what they need freely and all they need to do is ask. These are things that baptized Christians in the Episcopal Church promise to pursue, although for many of us, they remain unseen. We strive to seek and serve Christ in all persons, pursuing justice, freedom, and peace. In this community, in a microscopic way, as we begin to wait and watch and pray for our next rector, we have the opportunity to hope for things not yet seen, and know that there are ministries and missions of this parish which were unimaginable 10, 20, 50 years ago. Look at Red Door Ministry, formerly called the Soup Kitchen. When Merrily McNamara and the other women of the congregation started feeding people from the park every Friday, except for in August, they would have never imagined that it would become a ministry which cares not just for empty bellies, but for an entire person, body, soul, mind, and spirit. Through Red Door Ministry, more than 100 people a week on average are fed, provided a place to pray, a place to rest, and a place where they are welcomed with open arms. If not for the hope of those women of Grace and Holy Trinity Church, this ministry would not be what it is today. This is just one small example of how the Holy Spirit transforms our human acts into divine acts. We ought not be afraid to hope. We ought to be aware that God is already at work on the things that we haven't yet imagined. Nevertheless, we need to begin to look for hopeful opportunities in the life of this parish, the city, the nation, and the world. The church holds on to and affirms belief in things seen and unseen, known and unknown, done and left undone. We have found ourselves waiting for God's will to be done. We watch and wait patiently for the Master to arrive. But in the meantime, we need to acknowledge that we are not powerless, but instead we are given an unimaginable gift. So we keep showing up and asking God to bring justice and freedom and peace into our lives, because in God is our hope. And in our hope, we begin to see what was previously unseen. I spy with my little eye something I have never seen before. And it doesn't scare me, but fills me with hope. Let us watch together and wait for and pursue those things which we know God has promised. While we watch, we will continue in our own human ways to find glimmers of justice, mercy, and peace for all people, not just our people. Amen.